community coalition in San Francisco's Bayview District is not happy with the way the school district has handled the proposed rebuild of Bayview's Willie Brown Middle School. 5 months ago, dozens of unemployed black workers organized a protest at the site of the proposed $40 million project. At the time, the school district was considering whether to require local hiring and contracting on the project before it went out to bid. But according to Willie Radcliffe of Rising Sun Developers, a Bayview Black Developers Coalition, the district is trying to ram through the project without a competitive bid.
The only thing they have done is a request for qualifications, or four people, you know, four outfits put in for it. And they're trying to use the request for qualifications rather than going into a request for proposals where people bid.
Radcliffe says the district is breaking the law by not putting the contract out for bid. In recent months, the San Francisco School Board has held hearings on the importance of hiring local contractors for public works construction funded by the City and County of San Francisco. In 2011, voters approved a $531 million bond to upgrade school facilities throughout the city, and Willie Radcliffe and other Bayview community members want to see some results.
Since we don't have a middle school here in the Bayview Hunters Point area, they decided to tear that school down and build a brand new, you know, up-to-date quality middle school for our children, which is great. But then who builds it and who benefits from it? Because they want to go along with this good faith effort. And in other words, we don't get no work to put our kids to work, and not only that, to put their parents to work. So we got a big drop, you know. We have one of the largest dropout rates in the city. And we got the highest unemployment rate in the city. So all of that goes together. Our kids are killing each other. They're not getting educated. And, you know, so our tax dollars went in and we voted for that proposition.
Radcliffe says the community coalition will be holding the school district's feet to the fire on the issue.